Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine, and in the studio with me today I have Don Sutton and Vern Gwaltney, so I'm in for some big trouble, huh?
I would expect so. what I can't come up with, Vern sure will.
So, how you doing, Vern?
Well, I'm glad to be here. Okay. Part of it. Hope everything goes well here, and you asked the right question.
Okay. We're talking about the Quail and Upland Game Alliance Liars Banquet, which is coming up. So, Don, get you into Quail and Upland Game?
Well, I've been a member of Quail clubs for many years that I can't remember all of them, but the Quail Upland Game Alliance is new in Wayne County, and yes, he got me involved in it last year, and I was unable to attend the banquet last year, but this one coming up is going to be special, so I encourage everyone to come, and they don't have to be a member of our organization to be here, so they'll have a good time.
Okay, Don, when and where is the banquet?
We're going to have it at the First Christian Church there right here in Fairfield, and it is 6 o'clock p.m. on March the 22nd. So we've got some exciting times, so some good eats coming up.
Okay, and what's the cost to get into the banquet?
It's $25, but that includes an hour and a half's worth of entertainment as well as chicken, pork, potatoes, green beans, slaw, bread, dessert, drinks, so forth. So if you take that, and plus if you had to leave a tip at a local restaurant, you'd be talking about $20 right there.
Right, exactly. So it's a good deal, and it helps the Quail and Upland Game Alliance. We're going to talk all about the banquet coming up and what the Quail and Upland Game Alliance does in just a few moments here on the Community Connection.
Learning about finances doesn't have to be boring, especially if you're a kid. On the next Focus on the Family, financial expert Dave Ramsey joins us to share how you can teach your child to work, save, spend, and give, and the dangers of debt. That's next time. Some practical advice from Dave Ramsey on Focus on the Family with Jim Daly.
Saturday mornings at 8 here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your news talk connection.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Don Sutton and Vern Gwaltney, and we are talking about the Quail and Upland Game Alliance Liars Banquet, which comes up Friday, March 22nd at 6 o'clock at the First Christian Church here in Fairfield. And the menu is pork loin or chicken, cheesy potatoes, green beans, slaw, bread, dessert, and drink. Tickets are $25. Now, who's got an answer as to where I can get tickets?
Vern's got tickets. I've got tickets. Chuck Griswold has them, so all you have to do is let it be known that you want one, and we'll be sure and get them to you.
Okay, so just contact any member, right?
Right.
All right, let's talk about the evening. What you're going to start off with dinner, or is there going to be a speaker first, or what?
There will be no speaker first. Of course, the first thing we'll do is we will have the dinner, and while people are coming in and so forth, well, we will be selling some tickets for raffle items, and also have two or three silent auction items that they can bid on as they come in. Then we will have the dinner, and then we'll kick right off with the Liars Banquet.
Okay. Are you going to have a 50-50?
No, we don't have a 50-50 set up.
Okay.
We can go over what we are going to have. And,
all right. We'll go over what we've got. So tell me about some of the silent auction items there, Vern.
All right. The silent auction items, we have a framed quail print. It's been donated, and then we have Roundstone seed gift certificates that we have available that people will, of course, give their bid on these silent auction items. That then we have raffle tickets that we're going to have probably 10 items here, and raffle tickets will be $1 each or 10 for $5. But some of the things on the raffle tickets will be a couple of Gander Mountain Camel gun cases. Ooh. Two Remington treated gun socks, a Kuga.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
yeah. What's a gun sock?
Well, that is a flexible gun case that you can carry in your pocket. It'll fold up and carry in your pocket. And when you're out hunting and you start to leave your truck and you want to leave your big heavy gun case at the truck, if you're at the other end of the hunt, you end up getting in a vehicle, you've got to have your gun case.
Okay.
This gun sock will fold up and fit in your pocket. Then it's flexible. It is stretchable. And you put it over your gun and go back to your truck or ride in another vehicle.
Okay.
And you'll be legal.
Okay. All right, gun socks. Now you've taught me something. Okay, what else do you have?
Well, we've got some Parker. We have some pocket knives, custom-made box turkey call, a Daisy BB gun, a cleaning kit, a gun cleaning kit. So those are some of the items that will be available in the raffle, and those are the ones you buy the tickets for.
Right.
Now, that custom-made turkey call was made here in Illinois, and on the open market on the internet, it's about an $80 item. So
really?
People might be interested in that. Also, the quail print that we had put up, it cost $60 just to have that thing framed. So it's not a cheap item.
Right.
I would think anyone that was interested in having wildlife decor in their house might be interested in that.
For the man cave.
Right. The Roundstone gift certificates are $100 each as far as the value is concerned. And you can buy all kinds of, like Lespedeza clovers, four or five different kinds of clovers. Plus, you can buy prairie grass, which is an excellent item for, for wildlife habitat. So,
right.
Those, if you can buy those for $70 or $80, well, those are real value. If
uh-huh.
you ever tried to price seed like that.
Okay. I was going to ask you what kind of seed it was. It's for a wildlife refuge
right.
seed. Okay. So let me ask you, let's go back to the turkey call. Have you tested it out? Does it work good?
I have played with it around the house. It sounds more like a turkey than I do. My my wife says, why don't you put that thing down and leave it alone? But and we are also going to have, along with some of this other stuff, we're going to live auction off four different hunts. Of them will be for 16 quail, two pheasants for two people at three different game preserves. And the fourth one is a truly wild pheasant hunt up at Lincoln, Illinois, for two people. We're furnishing the dogs. We're furnishing the transportation. And that'll be a premier hunt. Anyone that ever has done it in the old days, they think, well, the pheasants are gone. Where we're going up there at Lincoln, the pheasants are not gone, and we'll fly a lot of birds.
Okay. All right. Vern, have you got your eye on any of the silent auction or the live auction items?
Well, I need to go with Don to this wild pheasant hunt. He's going to be the one providing the dogs and the transportation. And each year he comes back from up there telling me how many quail or how many pheasants they saw. And so I might try that. But the rest of these, we're hoping other people will be involved in them because Don and I both do quite a bit of quail hunting in Wayne and counties and the surrounding area.
Right.
And many people don't realize there's still an opportunity to quail hunt. Nothing like it was generations ago, but we still have fun. We follow our dogs and have a good time being outdoors. What we really would like to do is get some youth involved in this whole scenario. So many of the people are remembering what quail hunting was like when they grew up, but we'd like to get some youth involved and generate some interest in the next generation.
Okay. We will be back in just a few moments. We're talking to Don Sutton and Vern Gwaltney from the Quail and Upland Game Alliance. They are having the Liars Banquet on March the 22nd at 6 p.m. at the Fairfield First Christian Church, and we'll hear more in just a few moments.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to our station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like the Taco Factory, Uniquely Rusty, and Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet Supply. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long each deal will last.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Don Sutton and Vern Gwaltney from the Quail and Upland Game Alliance. And the Liars Banquet is coming up on Friday, March 22nd at 6 o'clock at the Fairfield First Christian Church. And tickets are $25, available from any Quail and Upland Game Alliance member. And there'll be raffle items, there'll be silent auctions, there'll be live hunt auctions off. And so when does the lion begin, Don?
Begins on right after we eat on March 22nd there at the Christian Church. We wouldn't want to have the liars part of it before they eat because that'd be pretty hard to stomach on the empty stomach.
Okay. Who's the liars you got lined up? You got some good liars going?
Well, yeah, I'll tell you about a couple of them that I know. First of all, we lost one of them, Lawrence Cobble from Sisney. He's had some health issues, but we picked up a very, very good one from Fairfield here. Roger Parrott is going to fill that position, and he, if you know Roger, he's never at a loss for words. I tried to get old Norman Taylor, but he said I can't outlaw Roger, so we picked on him.
Quite the endorsement.
Yeah, the Phelps brothers, most of the people that are my generation will definitely remember the Phelps brothers from El Dorado. And if you knew Larry, and especially, you knew Larry was never at a loss for words.
Right.
And, so Larry's going to expound on some of his personal experiences. Dick Dietz, the McLeansboro mayor, longtime football, basketball official. He will be here. So, and we also have a couple from the high school. One of the students, Lucas Halbert, and a former teacher there, Mary Musgrave. So we've got youth, we've got old, we've got a woman. We're ready to go.
Okay. And so also... we've got Mike Dreith from WFIW.
Yeah, have you ever heard of him?
I've heard of him.
Have you heard any of his stories? I mean, I live in the same neighborhood as where all of his hunting exploits take place, and it's legendary.
Well.
So we want to be sure and hear him.
So you've seen him walk around the woods?
I know. I may have been by while he was asleep in the woods. I'm not sure. But, you know, his stories, I mean... Well, sometimes truth is stranger than fiction.
That's correct.
And so I would not, I wouldn't question any of these. That's one of the things we will do on this contest is we may take a vote to see whether people think the story is actually true or if it is a fabrication. And so... that, you know, some of these truth is stranger than fiction at times, so be prepared.
Yeah. All right, so
and you know, somebody told me a rumor said that he had a regular commentary talk was not always cheap. I got a feeling it'll be pretty cheap that night.
Okay, all right. So, are you going to take the vote right after each liar, or are you going to take the vote at the end? Who lied the best? Is there an award?
We'll have a committee of people who are expert liars themselves, so they'll be able to distinguish this right away. But there'll be a committee, and each one of them will cast their vote. As it goes along, and then right before it's over, well, they'll put their heads together and decide who we got. Now, I don't want to leave anybody else. We've got Dale Braddock from Mayberry. You've heard of the big town of Mayberry over there.
Just south of Wayne City.
Right. And we've got Roger Hobbs from North City. He's a preacher and a teacher. So between the two, if you've got a hybrid between the preacher and the teacher, you've got a pretty good chance of telling a falsehood there. And you've got Don Hale, who has been a superintendent in Jefferson County, right here in Wayne County, out of New Hope. And he also was served about a 15-year stint in Alaska as a superintendent up there, so he could tell a good story there. But I will tell you, he's going to tell about his first camping experience, and you'll be in the floor before you get done.
Now, did they have to submit their stories in advance?
I just ask them to give me 20 words or less on what they're going to talk about.
Oh, okay. All right. So you'll introduce them, and they'll each get up to speak.
Right. They've just got 3 to 5 minutes to get this story, you know, introduced, and then bring it to its end. So they've got to be pretty well challenged. Some of these people, it's pretty hard to limit them to 5 minutes.
Well, yeah. I think the first lie that's going to be told is, I'm only going to speak for 5 minutes.
Oh, we got a shepherd's hook. We pull them off after 5 minutes.
That's good thinking right there. Okay. And that's all on March the 22nd. It starts at 6 o'clock at the Fairfield First Christian Church. If you need tickets, call Don Sutton. His number is 599-2511, or get in touch with any Quail and Upland Game Alliance member. We'll talk more about what the Alliance is doing here in Wayne County and in southeastern Illinois in just a few moments on the Community Connection.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
You know, if you want to start a business in other countries, you have to get permission. If you want to start a business in here, you know what you do? By nightfall, you have an Etsy site, an eBay site, a Craigslist site, and it's all free. You can just decide, I'm in business. Ta-da! You don't need the government's permission, and you don't even need any money. You can just set up a website. You can do this. The first step in your journey begins by tuning in to your home for the Dave Ramsey Show in Fairfield, WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Fern Gwaldney and Don Sutton from the Quail and Upland Game Alliance. Their Liars Banquet is coming up on March the 22nd at 6 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Fairfield. Tickets are $25. You can get them from Don at 599-2511. And you can also get them from any Quail and Upland Game Alliance member. What the Quail and Upland Game Alliance is about, it's not just quail, right, Don?
Right. It's wildlife. Any time that you can promote quail habitat, you're promoting all kind of a wildlife habitat. And, we don't take credit for the comeback in the monarch butterfly, but it's just an example that a few years ago the monarch butterfly was just really struggling to maintain any kind of population. And due to Quail Upland Game Alliance and other conservation groups, they said it increased over 300% this past year alone.
Wow.
So it takes some intervention to keep this wildlife going, because we've got increased human population, which means you've got decreased wildlife habitat and so forth, and someone has to really take an interest in doing this
okay.
kind of thing.
So, Vern, as a farmer and a hunter, did you find things that you were doing on the farm that you were like, I didn't know I was affecting habitat that way?
Well, one of the things that's been detrimental to wildlife populations is so much clearing of land and clearing of fence rows, things like that. The NRS, or the Conservation Department out here at the FSA office, have several programs that are designed specifically to help wildlife, to enhance wildlife. The CRP program, quail strips, and several other programs that they have, which are designed to not only conserve the soil and water, but to also to enhance wildlife. And so there are programs that farmers can be involved in that will help to promote good habitat for our wildlife.
So what's the best program that Quail and Upland Game Alliance has? What's the one that you take advantage of?
Well, the one thing is the availability of seed to put out food plots, or, as Don said, to increase habitat, which was complementary to the wildlife butterfly. We help provide seed and also expertise. We have people, a wildlife biologist with our organization, that could come in and help a person to develop their land.
Okay.
For that purpose.
Anyone that would be, we are giving away 20 bags of a mixture of millet and Milo and beans to people at the banquet that would like to take some and do a mini food plot. We'll also have an order sheet there if anybody wants some Roundup Ready beans or corn or Milo for $5 a bag. We can get them those, and some of this corn and beans are $150 to $200 bushel.
Right.
Seed. So, and that's whether you're a member or not. So, you know, we are trying to provide for anyone who is willing to do anything to promote the wildlife. We also have grants available right this minute, especially to burn prairie grass, to clean out Russian olives out of your pastures and thickets and this kind of thing. And there's money available to help do that. So if you'd be interested in that, you might also want to get a hold of me.
So in the farming community, Vern, going back to you, is word about the advantages of Quail and Upland Game Alliance being made known?
I think most of the farmers are aware of these situations. Now, you've got to realize that the farming community has been under stress financially for the past few years, and so to get someone to retire a little bit of the ground and put it into these programs may be a struggle. However, they realize the value of having this, and sometimes a corner of a field, or they have a field that may not be too profitable. They're willing to help participate in this. The one thing I want to stress, though, is this is not just for the farmers or just for the landowners. Our particular club and all of the wildlife clubs in general are trying to help promote activities for the youth and for other people to get involved, because we realize that this is bigger than just a few individuals.
All right. So what have you done for the youth?
Well, one thing that we helped sponsor last year. They have a wing shooting clinic, and it's for boys from 10 to 15 and from girls and ladies from 10 on up. And it's they help to train these people, to teach them how to properly handle guns, how to properly shoot guns. And then they throw clay pigeons, and these people learn to actually shoot flying targets. And our club helped to sponsor this, as did some other clubs in the area. And it's put on by the IDNR. And this particular one was at the 10-mile Creek Refuge area down by McLeansboro. So that's one of them. We are trying to get a shed hunt to get kids involved in picking up deer antlers. Many people are involved in deer hunting and have nothing to do with quail. We try not to limit ourselves just to quail, even though that's in our name. And we want to help do anything that will promote youth being outdoors and being involved in outdoor activities.
All right. That sounds like a good deal. So, Don, the banquet is what day?
It's March the 22nd, 6 o'clock, First Christian Church of the Wings in Fairfield. And, you know, we would expect to hear stories about childhood memories, which, mm-hmm. as you know, sometimes gets pretty murky, and you might have to fill in details. Sportsman tales, which, you know, sportsmen or fishermen never lie, but they sure can stretch it a long way. I know for a fact there'll be a couple of opposite sex encounters talked about there, and that'll be real touchy, especially if the wife is there as well. But, you know, you would think that all of these stories would be true because they are in the church, but you never know what evil lurks in some of these people. So you just don't know.
Okay. Just make sure you're well-grounded that night. So that when lightning does strike, it'll pass right through you, to the ground.
If there is an earthquake in Fairfield that night, well, you'll probably know we were the cause of it.
Okay. It is the Quail and Upland Game Liars Banquet. It comes up March 22nd at 6 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Fairfield. Tickets are $25. You can get them from any member of the Quail and Upland Game Alliance or by calling Don Sutton at 599-2511. That's going to do it for today on the Community Connection.